deserts, and precipitation.
Hi, class. Today, we're going to talk some more about deserts. What do you remember about deserts from some of our previous lessons?
Some deserts are hot and others are cold.
Yes, Gustavo. Some deserts are hot, like the Sahara, and others are cold, like the Gobi and Antarctica. Class, what is another thing that you remember about deserts?
Deserts are very dry.
That's right, Ariana. Deserts have very little precipitation. In today's lesson, we're going to look at how to measure precipitation. One type of precipitation is rainfall. How would you measure the rainfall in an area?
Put a cup outside?
Yes, Pavel. That would be a good idea. But scientists use an instrument called a rain gauge. Look on page 50 in your student books. Do you see the rain gauge? Rain is measured in millimeters and centimeters. How many millimeters are in the rain gauge?
It looks like 65 millimeters.
Yes, the rain gauge has around 65 millimeters, which would be around 6.5 centimeters of rain. This is the rain that fell in one place in one day. It was a very rainy day. In some areas of the world, snow is common. There is a similar gauge for measuring snowfall. Do you know what happens to snow when it is heated?
It melts and becomes water.
That's right, Pavel. Snow and ice will become water if they are heated. They will melt. We can then measure the amount of precipitation in terms of water, like rain. Some snow is very light and dry, and other snow is wet and heavy. Different types of snow produce different amounts of water. Another way to measure precipitation is to look at mist and fog. On a foggy day, it is as though you were in a cloud. Some water will condense on the ground or plants as precipitation. This can also be measured by a rain gauge.
So, class, are you ready to measure some precipitation?
Yes!
Okay, let's make some rain gauges. But before we do, let's read more about measuring precipitation.